Thomas Foods International owns the plant and has confirmed in a statement that the Wallangarra Abattoir will close this Friday for the near to medium future. The Meatworkers Union says it'll affect up to 100 people, and while staff have been offered redundancies or the option to move to a New South Wales plant, it will have a dramatic effect on the small town. The Australasian Meat Industry Employees Union's Ian McLaughlin says while it's being called a temporary closure, there's a chance it might be years before the plant operates again.
The people have been stood down for 2 months, and the company is saying that the availability of stock, especially goats and mutton, is not there to keep the plant in operation. So a decision has been made as from Friday the 8th that the plant will no longer be in operation. And the company said to me that they won't say the plant will never open, but it may be 2 years before it opens up. And that again is going to be on the availability of stock.
Mr. McLaughlin says only a skeleton staff will remain at the site.
But at the moment, the company is going to keep about 6 people on, just to keep security, knowing the place and that sort of thing. The majority of people will be gone, yes, unfortunately. The company is notifying the people by registered mail, and the story, of course, is broken in the local papers. I've had 2 phone calls of what's going on, and at this stage I could say that people are probably a little bit upset that they have heard the news secondhand through media.
Ian McLaughlin goes on to explain those watching stock numbers saw they were dwindling and a loss of some business impacted the throughput significantly.
When Aldi took their lambs away from Wallangarra and they were only going to concentrate on mutton and goats, the numbers we could see dropping, but people were, you know, very hopeful that in that little community down there, there's not a lot of work available in the Tenterfield, Wallangarra and Stanthorpe area, except, you know, in the fruit picking and packing area, and they couldn't, you know, they were hoping that their security of the meatworks would be there for them.
In a statement, Thomas Foods International says all employees would be paid their respective entitlements as defined in the company's enterprise agreement, including any notice period and leave accruals. CEO Darren Thomas added in the statement that a number of Wallangarra employees have already transferred to the company's Tamworth operation, and he was hopeful others who've been offered the opportunity would follow suit. Southern Downs Regional Council Mayor Tracy Dobie says she's also spoken with the owners and says there's no indication it's a permanent closure. Councillor Dobie also reiterated it was the company's decision and there was not much the council could do about it.
No, you'd appreciate once again that this is a private sector organisation, that they make their own decisions about what's viable and not viable for them, and government needs to respect that.
Mayor Tracy Dobie says it will result in tough times for the town and surrounding areas.
Well, it will have an impact, particularly on the township of Wallangarra. It's a very small township. There's not a lot of alternative employment there. So the impact on these employees, their families and the larger community is going to be quite heartfelt. And I know that the Thomas Foods International is offering employment to some of their staff at their Tamworth meatworks. And I'm hoping that will help a lot of people. But it is going to be heartfelt in Wallangarra.